Hello, welcome to the Oblivious Maximus podcast. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Ben. Welcome back for another week. We also have with us today Eloise Eftos, comedian, dancer, singer, actor.
Hello.
All the rest of it.
Star of the Daily Mail tabloid section. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm actually like kind of like the Paris Hilton of Australian comedy now.
Every time it seems like you and Abby Chatfield are hanging out, there's Daily,
we go to the Daily Mail
is licking their lips.
It's going like that. They're going, follow them to the airport. And I'm always just there. I honestly, like, Abby's gorgeous, like one of my best friends, and I do not understand like that level of fame and annoyance that she has to put up with, and me just being there, I'm kind of like, I'm here too. It's like, it's on another level for her. So I'm just like the little, you know, I get a little mention from time to time, which is quite nice. But the WOG girl in me, I sometimes have like a bit of a panic.
I just love the Formula One thing where they were like, her and her mate are going crazy.
I was like sober, like had one drink. But we look like party girls because we're so silly.
Yeah.
Because I think being silly, people don't think that you can be silly if you're sober.
But I think the other thing too is like, I think even in the like note thing, they're like, comedian Eloise. And it's like, yeah, so she's
so
a
like
comedian.
The video, she's like a comedian. So she's like joking. Yeah. She's like having a laugh.
But also like what big faux pas are you breaking at the F1? Like,
yeah. The F1's pretty prestigious.
Yeah. Look, we put those big heads up of Daniel Ricciardo, not to muck around.
Not to fucking lick him, all right? Me licking his face and being like, oh, sorry, guys, arrest me. Put me away. Sorry, Daniel. It's like, I think Daniel is going to be okay.
Yeah, he'll
you know what out. I mean? I'm like, tell him to drive a bit more, but apart from that.
Yes. Too busy.
Wow. Like,
sucking it up at the back of the grid.
Selling wine and shit.
Doing guest vocals for Parkway Drive.
Yeah.
Big band. Pretty sick.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Know that. Why did I not know that?
He's a big like metalhead dude.
Yeah.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Get him on the pod.
Get him on the pod.
Sorry to give you shit about being at the back of the grid, but
no. Actually, Daniel, we think you're great, and you should come on the pod. Yeah. We love that you love. I didn't know that about him. Mm. I thought it would be just like a bit more WOG boy. Like for me, WOG boys don't listen to that.
I think there's a big subsection of like that going on. You know,
I would say so.
I'm going, yeah, no fair, no cool.
Yeah,
I like all kinds of music. I feel like we're getting into it early, but I just want you guys to know, like, I like all kinds of music.
Same.
Because I think people don't think because of like how I look or dress that I would like, you know, punk music.
What is something
that I would that I would like rock music?
Yes,
like I love a bit of like.
What's your top rock artist? Would you say?
Can I be honest? Like, yes. I'm actually a bit like dad rock. Like I'm a bit old school, and you know this about me. Yep. Do you know this about me?
Yeah.
I'll listen to like Mountain and Mountain. Fuck.
I think you posted something about Mountain, and I was like. Now that
who I'm- is this? You're going, who is this girl?
There's a bit more to this.
There's
Eloise.
Actually a bit more to this Eloise. She's not just a little bubblegum pop princess. Mm.
Every time I've ever been tattooed, I've heard Mississippi
Me
Queen.
Queen, baby. Yeah.
It's a tat shop
queen.
Anthem.
It's like, and then I'm walking in slow motion. That for me is like one of the hottest songs in the whole world. Also, I was obsessed with like, I love Creedence Clearwater Revival. I love like, I was a big Led Zeppelin fan when I was like 15. Like huge Led Zeppelin fan, and I like learned all the songs, and I was obsessed.
There's a big pocket of that I think at like high school.
Oh yeah,
there's a bunch of guys that got really into Led Zeppelin.
Yes,
and then they started a band that was kind of
like did the covers. I would do like Whole Little Love, and like they'd start it with the reverb at like the pub where we would play. we would do the part where it's like goes all slow and it's like yeah, and it's like they would do the reverb and everyone would go whoa.
Big stuff.
So, big stuff coming, you know.
Well, you put up a clip recently where you did some old school references to movies and stuff.
Okay. That for me is one of the funniest things that happens to me. I'm actually too smart.
I'm always saying that too.
But did you laugh when you saw that, Ben?
Yeah. It was
okay,
great.
Okay, good. No, because I...
Yeah, the Daily Mail told me you're a comedian. I know.
You've done your research. Thank you, Aaron. No, but also when I do references on stage, I do feel like I'm a bit old soul. Like I'm talking like Allman Brothers Band and like Jim Morrison and stuff.
Yeah.
And the crowd, I don't know, probably some people in the crowd know what I'm talking about, but probably most of them don't.
I think there's a real divide with pop culture stuff because of the internet maybe. So people who are slightly younger, there's not like, you know, they're not listening to Gold FM in the car.
No, they're not.
Or something like that. There's too much, I guess media is too dispersed now.
Yeah, true. Because I remember like, I'm going to sound like such a little like, I'm like a music nerd, but I am. I'm actually like a big music nerd. I remember my dad, my uncle actually gave my dad like a CD, like a burnt CD of like top 500 Backer Benz, like top rock 500 songs. Like, and I remember putting it in my laptop and I was like having a field day. Like, that's how I found like Captain Beefheart and like all those like Jefferson, like Airplane, yeah. Like that was my favorite. Like all of this, like these songs and this music that like I never thought, I guess I would listen to like as a, 15-year-old girl.
Mm.
And then I think like that was my, not to be like a pick me, but I think it was almost my thing of like, yeah, I know this music. Like, cause I think that that was my way of being, I don't know, maybe I have ADHD, but I think it would be, it was like so funny. Like you would go to like people's houses and you talk to like someone's dad.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, my favorite band. And they go, oh,
whoa,
you know about what? You know about the Eagles? I'm going, yeah, man. Like it was just like almost my like power. It was like getting was power. Thing. It was like my thing of like, I wasn't trying to impress old men. I don't need to fucking say anything to do that. But yeah, but no, I just feel like it was my way of being like, I'm actually smart. And that's why I think it's so funny to say it on stage in persona. Cause I think it's actually really funny to do references and go like, do you guys get these references?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, and I guess a lot of people would not know or maybe not realize that you're on stage is a persona, right?
Yeah. I go, well, what do you think? Cause we're actually close friends. I feel like we're actually close friends. Do you sometimes go, that was the persona coming out? Like, do you guys actually think that I talk, when I talk normal, are you like, oh, there comes the persona?
What's a bit of both?
It's like, a bit of both. But I mean, well, now, everyone, can I be honest? Now I feel like it's more a bit of both because when I first started, I think it was like, I'm on stage doing acting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I do like, it's my voice, but then I can slip back into her and go, okay, I feel like you guys hate me because I'm really pretty. Like that's my way. It's like my little safety net.
Yeah.
But well, I think it takes a while to develop that as well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, to find the voice, the happy medium.
Mm. But then it'll just start blending in naturally too. Because you just like, hanging out with people who are like participating in that somehow as well.
It's going to slide in. It's so fun. Like we're all punks. We're all punks and we all talk like this.
Yeah.
I actually like punk music too, guys.
What's your favorite punk song?
Like the Pixies. Is that punk?
Yeah.
Is that punk? Like a bit pick me,
yes,
me
of
to
course.
Ask that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like, I mean, they're Sex Pistols. Oh, yeah. And
the original punks.
They're actually the OG punks. What do you guys think of like, I actually watched a documentary about punk music and it was like my favorite, like that 4-part one. Did you guys see it? It's really good.
You guys should watch it. It sounds like you're trying to like pepper one up.
Yeah. I'm actually
like,
trying to one up you guys. Did you actually see that documentary about punk music? It's like the New York Dolls are in it. And even saying New York Dolls, like that alone, people are going, she shouldn't know that.
Yeah. What the hell?
People are watching this right now. Hi, punks out there.
Some people are just hearing the audio.
Some people are listening to my sultry voice and they're going, she shouldn't like punk music. Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, big time.
Babe, remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Never forgot them.
I
actually use a bit of their music in my show.
Do you?
If you guys want to come and see.
I mean, we're going to. Yeah,
are you guys
going to
come see my show?
Can you start in the second half, right?
Yep, second half.
Oof.
Okay.
Spruik the dates.
9th of April I open. Well, that's like the first preview.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm on till the 21st of April.
Awesome.
And yeah, the show's called Australia's First Attractive Comedian.
Correct.
Correct. Thank you. Good answer. Correct answer. I think people, yeah, I think I was a bit scared to call the show that at first. And then I went, actually, no, it's smart.
Mm. Well, that's your brand.
That's my brand, which I thought was just a funny joke to put in my bio. And then people got so upset about it, I doubled down.
When someone gets pissed off.
When people get upset, when other comedians got upset, that's in my show as well.
And like, I guess when you may have talked a bit about this, that when you started out, that was a bit hard for other comedians to kind of
walk
into.
And wrap their head around. People are stupid. I'm sorry. Me saying that, like, I think that people are really insecure and they project a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I'm very insecure. I'm not very insecure. Sorry. I'm going to take that back. I'm a very anxious person. I was bullied in high school. I was never cool in high school. My persona for me was so funny. The idea of like the popular girl in high school doing stand up and being like backstage and going, what is this? Oh, I'm going to go out and then she's like doing stand-up. She's like, this is like so easy. Like that for me is so funny. That world of like, I would never talk to these fucking losers yet. Here I am on stage and I'm like killing it. Like that's so funny to me.
Yeah.
And the world that I've created for that persona. And then even me going, like, you guys don't even get my references. Like, because at first she was a bit stupid. Mm. Like, she was a bit of a bimbo. Mm. And then as it developed, I was like, no, I wanted to be smart. I wanted to be, like, almost, like, annoyingly...
Well, and that,
all of the things.
That music stuff is like a hyper-specific character trait too.
Yeah.
And when you find those, it's like
I think it's so funny because when you reference things and like I feel like it's such a thing when you're a girl and you reference stuff to men and I find that the eyes light up. They're going, what? You know this? I'm going, yeah. Yeah, we could listen to it sometime, but sit 3 feet away.
And you, no, I guess you had the same thing.
And pay to see me.
Yeah, and pay to see me, yeah.
A bit what the same that? With football?
Yeah, with football in it.
Yeah.
Which football? Real football?
Well, there's only one football, but soccer, I guess.
Yes, thank God. Thank God, babe. I was getting worried. The demon scarf there. I was going, no, what, I'm like a little bit even just like, no, I used to play, actually used to play soccer,
there's,
football.
I mean, there's endless things
people don't even
about.
People don't even want me to be able to do that. People don't even want me to be a soccer girl too.
You got to pick one thing.
People go. You should just do one thing. They go, just do the little girl dancing girl. I go, absolutely not.
Well, this, I'm a punk.
I'm a punk. This is me.
Well, this came up a bit with that. It's been a bit of a theme of the podcast where Alan was talking about our good friend plays in a really heavy death metal band.
Heavy death.
But then plays in a rock band.
Yeah. Does he?
Like similar to...
all these...
know. Yeah, 70s rock bands. Yeah.
70s? Okay. Very similar.
But people don't really... expect him to be different. Like you got to wear the uniform of one and you can't
they almost break. Go you cannot break like because also I was gonna say like I do love a bit of like punk like rock. I love rock. Saying I love, why is saying I love rock so funny and almost like a bit cringe?
I think because it's one of the most popular styles of music.
I'm going, you know what I actually really love, and I think that
you guys heard Elvis.
Have you guys heard of Elvis? He's actually sick. I actually really love disco music, and I think people see me liking disco and they go, oh, that fits.
Yeah, sure.
But if I went, guys, like, let's listen to, I don't know, like, I was about to say Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I'm going, let's listen to that. People are probably going, wait a minute.
We got did someone's grandpa die?
They're going, why are we listening to this country, LA country rock? I'm going, because I'm cultured.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do you guys like disco?
Yeah.
I have to ask you about
sick
this.
As.
Disco is one of the best music styles. Mm. Obviously, if you know the history, it's a bit sick what happened later on. There was like the burning of all like the in Chicago, they had burnt all the records, which was like horrible. It was a lot of like incredible like black soul artists included in that, which is horrible. But disco, I think it was just like a typical thing of like things getting way too commercialized.
Yeah.
Therefore it goes to shit. But like disco in the like Donna Summer, like, oh, it's just there's something about that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like even the Bee Gees,
it's
like
timeless music. Like
it's actually timeless music. My 30th was Studio 54 theme. And my 25th was roller disco theme. And I think every 5 years I need to have like a disco party.
Disco party, yeah.
Because I just feel like it's like the best theme, best music. It's so happy.
When that, during lockdown, when that Bee Gees doco came out.
Oh man, that Bee Gees doco.
That is one of the best. Also, Barry Gibb is one of the hottest. That he looks like a lion. If you look like a lion, call me. But that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
The amount of careers that they had.
Oh,
sick was that?
Yeah.
And then they're all dead? Except for Barry?
Barry's still alive though, yeah.
How sad is that?
He's getting the medal of presidential medal of freedom or something this year.
What? Okay, I'm glad that you knew that.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I know.
How's this Baron to know that?
How does this punk know that? This guy with all the tats know about Barry Gibb. Wrong. See what happens? You can't put people in a box. Yeah. That's actually the lesson of this podcast.
Yeah, that's why we got you on here.
I actually love that we're teaching people so much in this podcast.
Well, I mean, we sort of see it as a learning platform, first of all.
It actually is a learning platform.
Mm.
Not many podcasts are doing that.
No. I think really people need two men to explain things to them.
And and one woman.
Yeah.
And one woman comes in and they go, she's pretty. And then they go, and she knows about mountain? And you're like, this is an audio medium.
Well, I mean, we got to get the sound effects.
We got to get
that. That's actually good. I need to my voice.
Yeah, start working those into the sound.
Oh, don't worry, babe. They're in.
Oh, good.
You guys have to come see. Like, you guys are going to see. I'm worried you guys are going to go like see it and you're going to go, what the hell was that?
Well, that can be a good reaction sometimes.
I hope so.
No, it'll be what the hell was that? It was so good.
You're going to go, what the hell?
She was just in a punk.
I thought she was just a little punk girl. Wrong. Wrong.
You mentioned before there's a Rage Against the Machine song.
Yeah.
What else? How have you prepped for the show?
I actually probably need your help actually with something for the show. So prepping the show.
We're workshopping.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, because we're music like geniuses. We're music aficionados. Music's a really big part of my life. Ew, soul? I hate that. My soul, my life.
Yeah, I get up and just thinking about music.
Guys, I'm listening to music every day. I'm listening to music every minute I can. Mm. Even after this, I'll probably put in a few AirPods and I'll listen to music down the street.
Blast some tunes.
Staying Alive, Bee Gees.
Oh, my God.
Do the Travolta. I could listen to music all the time. Anyway, that's sorry. That's a revelation, this is so that stupid. Statement.
I could listen to
music. No, we should
I
cut
love
this.
Rock.
Hey, is this thing on? That's Britney's I Love Rock and Roll. Anyway, for the show, every time I play a character, so I do stand up and I shouldn't give away one part. No, I won't give that part away. Music's really important throughout the show, but for each character I play, a song introduces the character as they walk out or they appear on the stage, appear, wow, like a magician. So Rage is for my bartender character, my LA bartender character. She's really hot. She's like covered in tats. Mm.
Fitting she great tells on you, this podcast.
Oh, she'd fit in. So, I actually feel like she should come onto the podcast. She's really hot. She has like a red hair. She has like a nose ring, like a septum piercing.
Mm.
I think you guys should get her on.
Sort of a like a, who am I thinking of?
Who's her name's like Caddy. Her name's
Kat
like
Von Kit, D.
Yeah, Kat Von D, but her name's Kitty D. So it's a little bit similar. And she works at Corpse's Bride. It's in downtown LA.
Corpse's Bride.
Because that's something that they would call it. Do you know what I mean?
I can envision it now, yeah.
So Rage Against the Machine is her.
So Rage Against the Machine's playing.
Okay.
Of it? Bulls on Parade. Like, don't be stupid. Yeah. Should I do it? Like, do we play the track? Hey, dudes, how you doing? Like, what can I get you guys? Sorry, you're going to have to talk up, dude. I can't hear you over the music. Yeah, Rage, fucking sick, man. What can I get you, dudes? Are you guys from Australia? That's fucking sick, dude. I love Aussies, yeah? Aussies. We actually got a new shot at the moment. It's called the Tarantino. It's just like a shot at tequila, but you have to suck it off my foot. So,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys feel like you're in LA? Or
I was transported.
We actually feel like you were there.
For everyone listening to the audio version, Eloise did not even leave the room.
I didn't even leave the room. That was actually kind of honest. I can do the accent better.
It was good. When it's you hit okay. that, hitting that S in Aussies.
Aussies, yeah.
Yeah, that's a
like,
big
she's
one.
A bit more like, yeah, dude, she's going like, don't be a fucking pussy, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's doing a bit more. She's really Cali.
She's one of the boys too.
She's one of the boys. Absolutely one of the boys. I have like, I do my British bookworm shy girl character. Calling her that is my favorite. Like she doesn't have a name. That's her name. And She by Elvis Costello plays to walk her out.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I also open my show with a character, but I can't say what.
Yeah. Don't
I'm not
going
to, I'm not going to blow the surprise. I also play another character and the song that plays is Jolene. So that's a bit of a clue of who I play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going, is it Dolly? Is it Jolene? You'll have to come to the show and see.
Topical at the moment. Too.
Topical. Actually quite topical. Beyonce's new album. Then I actually am introducing a character that I haven't done on stage before.
Exclusive
to the festival. Yeah, you guys are welcome. Melbourne's welcome.
Yeah.
I kind of did it for all the wogs that I know will come to my show, but I'm playing a mob wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what song I should do for when she appears. I've been trying to do like, do I do a Scorsese? Do I do like an old school kind of like bluesy track? Like, do I do a bit of like Howling Wolf? Like,
do I do a little
Smokestack Lightning? Like,
well, you could do the classic Scorsese Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Do I do the Rolling Stones? Do I do like Gimme Shelter? Do I do like fucking, you know, like,
I mean, Sopranos theme song's a bit on the nose.
Can I be honest? I literally for a second went, if I play the Sopranos theme song, I'm going to have to like never show my face again. Like, I know I'm such a big Sopranos fan. What? She's a Sopranos fan. What? You can't be. Yeah, I am.
What about
chick.
Can't be a punk chick. Can't be. I'm such a big fan of the Sopranos that I was like, if I do that, everyone's going to go, oh, everyone's going to roll their eyes and like groan a little bit.
What about Steely Dan Dirty Work?
Can I be honest? Yeah. I was going to do Dirty Work. I literally was going to do it. I will show you my notes. Ben, I just want you to know. No, because you guys don't believe me because I'm a girl.
We'd like to say that Oblivious Maximus believes women.
We believe women, women's stories. No, I was actually going to do Dirty Work, but I don't know if it fits as well.
Enough people will get the reference.
Yeah.
I think the people that are smart and Sopranos fans will get the reference, but I don't know. And it actually does fit, like the lyrics fit, but she's pretty like, intense character-wise. Like, she comes out pretty fucking boom. Like, she comes out. So I'm almost going, I was even thinking of doing something like Sinatra or doing like Dean Martin, like doing like an old school like Italian.
Dean Martin's good.
Yeah.
Dean Martin's got Perry Como. Like, there's all these, wow, God, I know quite a bit of music. Is it actually getting annoying that every time I say something, I go, what the hell? It is a bit annoying.
It was, you know, this is why we got John here. Big music head.
Actually, I'm a big music head, guys, okay? Stop writing in saying I'm not. Everyone's writing into the podcast saying that.
Live, commenting live on YouTube.
Everyone's commenting live right now. Live. I'm going, hey, guys, it's so nice to talk about music live. No, but, yeah, what do you guys reckon? Is there anything else? Because I'm, like, thinking of, like, all the soundtracks. I'm thinking even Wolf of Wall Street. Like, I'm literally thinking of, like, Bo Diddley.
Oh, yeah.
Even
I reckon the crooner path is good because I'm thinking of it more like, what are the other songs you played?
Yeah.
So think of it like a playlist.
Well, that's true because
so
it's
make
like,
it a little bit
we've
different.
Had She, Elvis Costello, we've got Bulls on Parade. There's other songs that happen
I don't know
in the
why.
Show.
I'm thinking like Guns N' Roses or something.
Babe, that you know what I also direction. Thought? Oh my God, actually, can I get my phone out?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is so embarrassing.
No, you're not allowed to go on your phone on this phone.
You guys are like teachers in here. I actually have, there's actually, oh my God. There's actually a, from the Sopranos episode where they do karaoke and Carmela sings Love Hurts by fucking, what's the band?
Love Hurts.
What's the band? What's the band?
Yeah.
God, guys, what
is
it?
I wonder if I could look it up on this laptop connected to the internet.
I'm loving that you have a laptop. It's like, that's actually just a, Nazareth.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That could also be, cause like.
That's a good one. That's a deep reference too.
It's pretty deep. And if people get it, they'd be like, whoa, deep cut. And if
she
people
loves
don't get
it,
they go, she loves. And to the point where I'm like, yeah, I went to the house. I went to the houses. I went to New Jersey. I did a gig in New Jersey.
Yeah, because you linked up a little bit with some kind of.
Nicky Petito.
Yeah, he does a
he
characters.
Is in, yeah, he does an amazing Tony. I literally, because in lockdown, I just like started imitating. I was rewatched the whole series. Yeah. We didn't know each other then.
No.
I met you through then.
Yeah, I think so.
It was during lockdown because of Talking Biscotti. I went, who is this guy?
Cult hit.
A cult hit, Talking Biscotti. I loved Talking Biscotti so much more than I think most people liked it. And I was posting about it like it was the most cool thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mm.
Not many
it's
other people.
Like we should have kept doing it.
But like me posting about it and I think like, yeah, I actually really enjoyed it. But that's how you. I realized who you were.
Mm.
And I went, hello. And I followed you.
Yeah.
I remember you posted something of your guitar and I went, oh my God, what guitar? Is that yours? I've got a guitar similar because I was like trying to be friends. Aww.
I'm a rocker.
And now we're actually like best friends forever.
Good
aren't
man.
We?
Well, we caught up in the UK.
In the UK. We're going around London. We're going around Soho.
We're on the tube.
We're on the tube. In the tube, innit? We're going to Soho. We're going to, what's the other one? Carnaby Street or whatever.
Notting Hill.
Wow, Notting Hill. We're spending 20 quid on something because I say that. No, yeah, that's how we met. And then was I doing the Sopranos stuff then?
I don't, maybe a
maybe
bit late,
later.
Slightly later than that. But then I think a couple of comedy festivals ago.
Yeah, I was there.
We were at Festival Club.
Yeah, no, that was, I thought that was last year.
Maybe it was last year.
Yeah, I think it was last year.
Yeah, and that's how I met you. And I was going, oh my God, another punk. I was like, there's fucking punks everywhere here.
Melbourne's chockers
full of punks. You'd think there was just Greeks here like me. Think again.
Nope.
Punks.
Nah, punks everywhere. And we bonded because of music again.
Yes.
But we're always bonding over music.
It's at Max Watts.
Max Watts.
Festival Club.
Also, guys, can you tell me a bit of like Max Watts history?
Yeah.
What's the histoire of Max Watts?
Used to be called the Hi-Fi.
Okay.
And there was a Sydney Hi-Fi as well.
That's right.
In Fox Studios.
So I'm from Perth,
yeah.
But I live in Sydney.
So they had like a sister venue in Fox Studios in Sydney, mm-hmm. which I think is still there. It's just got a different name now.
Shit location.
Oh, yeah. One of the worst.
EQ.
EQ. Ay, ay, ay.
Terrible.
Ay, ay, ay. But still book me at the Comedy Store. I love it.
Well, it's kind of wild that you're like, oh, they people still come. Like it's full.
People bloody go. People bloody go. They love it.
But we were at Festival
Club. So, yes. But is Hi-Fi / now Max Watts, is it like the... I performed there last night. I won the lip sync battle. It was so...
Oh, I'm surprised it took us so long to...
It was so get weird. I actually can't believe because we're actually such music heads that we couldn't not talk about it.
So the scene of your victory... Yes. 1 year prior.
Yes, almost. 1 year prior. It was almost like ominous.
Yeah.
Almost like foreshadowing.
When I was in the lip sync.
You were.
Oh my God, babe, you were. Because you were doing the one with Prue.
Yeah, I was helping out.
And you were doing It's Not Fair. Babe, I've got the best. I've got the memory of a fucking elephant.
Yeah.
Eloise elephant.
I would have struggled to remember that.
You were boot scooting with Portelli.
Yes.
And Portelli was making fun of me, like going, you belong in South Yarra. I'm going, I'm actually staying in Footscray at the moment, Portelli, so you can suck my ass.
Oh my God, this Portelli.
This is me to Portelli.
For the audio.
For the audio.
Sorry, West Side. Anyway, sorry.
I was just there having drinks.
Were you just there to meet up with Ben?
Yeah,
you came.
I just came to see the lip sync thing, I think.
Yeah. And then
what did you think of it after seeing my lip sync videos from last night?
Well, someone practiced a full choreography.
Yeah, a little bit of an advantage.
Being very hardworking. Yeah. Yeah, how about that? Anyway, sorry.
So and then it was just one of the classic hangs of just a bunch of people standing around drinking and talking shit.
Mm.
And then
also, don't be scared of punks. They're actually really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can even though they have tattoos, like they actually really nice guys.
Yeah.
Mm. And most of them are vegan.
Not me.
But not this one.
Nope.
Sorry, not this one. But this one.
And vegan as.
Or you
Eloise is pointing at me and then Aaron.
Sorry. Oh my God. I keep forgetting it's audio, but I keep saying that like there's video.
Yeah. It's hard to.
It's confusing.
I'm actually really confused because like I'm obviously better on a visual.
Yeah. Yeah. So head over to the YouTube if you're listening.
This is actually a big trying to push the YouTube.
Yeah. This is the only reason I'm here. I should have worn a white top. Sorry. Stupid. Anyway, sorry.
A DJ comes out.
A DJ comes out. Yeah.
And
everyone's a fucking DJ these days.
Yeah. This DJ came out and it was like, you know, there's a good vibe happening, a bit of a party going.
Weren't we like going to go down and dance or something? Yeah. I think I was actually going like, come on guys, let's go dance because I'm like a dancer. Oh, sorry. But yeah.
And then the music came on and it was like straight up vibe killers only. Like,
it was literally the worst songs you would ever hear.
Cafe Del Mar.
No, I love Cafe Del Mar, but club, not for club, not festival for club.
And the thing I think that we hit it off with was he kept cutting off the songs before the chorus.
I cannot deal with that. Do not cut the song before the chorus. We were literally losing our mind. I will never forget this.
I was like, I was distracted from the group conversation we were in. I was just like talking and then I'd hear the song finish and I was like, this motherfucker.
Also, did you guys feel like because your music heads, like, again, maybe I have ADHD, but I feel like if something's wrong with music or like something's getting cut, like I actually can't concentrate.
That's the same. I
feel sick.
Well, I think from running a gig, I like that there's good music.
Yeah.
Like in between the acts and like in the break, I got caught out at Catfish on Tuesday where someone had accidentally queued up 20 Weird Al songs on our playlist.
Oh my God.
And I was like, we can't play comedy
joke
songs
in between the jokes.
We can't play Amish Paradise.
I feel like you can play Amish Paradise though, actually. That's the only one you can play. That one's a sick track. That's actually one of the best of all time. But I actually find like, it actually will make or break an event, a venue, everything. Yeah.
Well, this cleared the dance floor.
It actually literally like a bomb went off. It was so bad. Even if he played something like I Got a Feeling, like I would have probably like screamed. I think I was screaming at
you, him. Yeah. And that's when I was like, this person's so funny. Cause you were like, I was just standing there like distracted by how bad it was. And then you just started yelling at him. And I was like,
play the fucking song.
And I was like, this is sick.
The wog girl in me just like came out. I was like, that's like something my dad would do.
But we're in the mezzanine thing, like looking down and there was no one there. Like
no
literally
one there. And he's
no
still
one.
Playing like as like, if everything's okay.
He's up there on the decks.
Yeah, he's actually like holding on to his like the cans going, I'm going, no, babe, like no one's here. And they almost like put it was like such a fun vibe. And then all of a sudden for him to be on playing it was like, was he supposed to clear out the venue?
Well, that,
we were
that,
there for ages after that. Yeah.
But I think he got wrapped up quickly. As well, like someone gave him the tap on the shoulder and was like, "You're killing the vibe.
You haven't played one chorus.
One chorus, babe. Let alone
one of the employees of Max Watts. Mm-hmm. I was like, what's going on down there? I was pretty drunk.
You can say that when you're drunk.
Yeah,
and he was saying that. Oh, I said this. I was pretty drunk.
And then he was like, I've been working here for 15 years. I've never seen someone clear the dance floor like that. Never.
It was literally like something out of a movie. Yeah. It was like something out of a film.
And this person is also a comedian.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And if you want to know who it is, DM me.
Okay, can you please let me turn the mic off? Do I know who this person is?
Probably not.
Oh,
but
oh,
they
so
are,
that's...
they are a comedian. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Everyone's a comedian. everyone's a comedian, everyone's a fucking DJ, apparently.
As someone who's outside of it, I'm allowed to talk shit. Like, you sucked, man.
Sorry, I actually feel like I'd be a really good DJ, but I would be like specific, like disco, soul, house.
I was a wedding funk. DJ.
Were you actually?
Yep.
You'd
one
be
of my
good.
First jobs.
That's actually wedding DJs like the best.
Yeah.
What were the classics though?
Actually, I've got this is relatable.
Come on. Here.
I did a huge Greek wedding.
How was it? Smashing
like
plates
500
and shit.
People or something
oh,
like that.
Huge. At the, so Melbourne of you.
Well, it was when I lived in Canberra. It was
Canberra of you.
Yeah. The Tuggeranong Southern Cross Club, the perfect venue.
Oh, really? Okay, beautiful.
Beautiful RSL.
Oh my God, I love that.
And the dad came up to me and he goes, "Every time I come up to you, you play Zorba's dance." And I went.
And this is you. Yeah, no worries.
Okay, sir. I was 18 and had hair down to my ass and was like, yes, okay, I will.
I'm obsessed with that.
And then he came up, played it the first time. Everyone, you know.
It goes off. It goes off even when it's not a Greek wedding.
Yeah. But then he came up like 20 minutes later and was like, do it again. And then the second time, you're like, oh, this is funny. Then like an hour goes past and this guy's like pissed as by this point.
Oh my God.
And he's like, Zorba. And I was like, and I sort of like leaned over the next to him. I was like, hey man, like, I don't know, like the bride
the
and groom.
Vibe, the bride and groom, they're not loving it.
Like, and he like, you know, faffed around
oh
for a second.
Oh my God. Gives
got out
cash.
A $50 note and he was like, Zorba. And sorry. I was like, well.
I'm actually pissing you going, yeah, I'll fucking play Zorba until the cows come home if you give me $50 every time.
Well, so I think in the end I ended up playing it 5 times. Like I think I did it 2 more times.
That's too much.
That. But the last time, I think one of the groomsmen came up and was like, all right, man, what are you doing? And I was
so
like,
funny.
It's
like,
not, it's
but you, like, them thinking it's you, yeah. It's actually like, it's actually making
and
you
I,
look racist.
I think they thought like, oh, this fucking long haired blonde guy is up there at the Greek wedding.
But that's
just
why
ass
I'm like pissing at that. Cause I'm also going like, there's nothing more obnoxious than like, like the father of like fucking
taking over,
Over at a Greek wedding, especially like at a Greek wedding, like going and you're going to play. And it's like, yeah, we get it with the Zorba. Like it's a great track. It's so fun to dance to, but like 5 times
at the,
that's sick.
At the end of the night he came up to me and he gave me $200 on top of the like 50s he'd already given me and on top of paying me
amazing
and then loaded me up with like 3 platefuls
of food
and I was like
that's a Greek wedding we look after you
but I think I did like 3 more as a result of like recommendations and one of the
you're in the fucking mafia now.
One of the recommendations was he played Zorba heaps of times. Like
they're
that's
going,
a sale.
He actually plays the Zorba. It's sick. Like
got
that's
that on a
so
poster.
Yeah. Plays the Zorba. How many ever times you want? That is so funny. Oh my God.
You know,
what
people
a time.
Don't think you're into punk. People never would think that I
you would play the
Zorba. Guy. Yeah.
That you're doing Greek weddings.
I'm doing Greek
I'm getting you to do my wedding one day.
I think what we found out is people contain multitudes.
I think we've actually found that out today, and I love that.
Yeah.
For of those of you listening, there's more to you than you think. Saying it like this is so silly.
We switch into motivational mode.
Gong. You know when people do like parodies of that? Like they do a podcast
and
they do a parody.
Right now,
people love doing the parodies of that.
Yeah.
And this is me. Okay.
It's almost done.
I'm like this. we can stop that now. I love that we're doing it, but it's like happening naturally. But when people do it and they put the music on, I'm going, okay. And we do the black and white. Okay.
All right.
Okay. This is me going, yeah, okay. We get it.
Show starts what night again?
The 9th of April. That's the first preview.
And we're still a little bit of work here and there.
Yeah,
what are you doing in
work.
The festival in the lead up to that? Obviously, you've come off a big lip sync wing.
Wing and win, actually. Babe, Wings, a great band. Saw Paul McCartney.
On the Got Back
Actually, can
tour?
I just actually talk? Yeah, babe, that was actually one of the, he's still got it. You know who else I saw recently? Nile Rodgers and Sheik.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best. Let's have a disco party while I'm here.
Yeah.
Well, we should try and get a DJ slot at festival.
Can we actually get a DJ slot and us 3 DJ, but we're all dressed like in like really cool matching outfits. Mm,
yeah.
And I'll get some fake tattoos. And
I'll play Zorba.
Oh, that'd be actually go off at festival
that would go
club. That'd actually go off.
Well, it's such an easy job. Like
It's actually an easy job. That guy really fucking ruined it.
Don't try and be too cool.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to be too cool.
That was it. He was like mixing in. I'm going to go this verse.
But like not even a chorus is sick. That's actually sick.
I think
it's almost like you're not even, it's like, let them come. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? It's like all this anticipation, all this foreplay
edging.
And they won't edging back. He was edging
the crowd.
Edged
and
so
everyone
much.
Is, everyone,
like, I'm sick of this.
Yeah, everyone's like this. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. That's what they're saying.
But you win your.
I won, obviously, lip sync battle.
And you're out in next round?
Next round, I think it's the final is the next round.
Oh, so it's straight.
I think it's straight into the final, which is like
a short bracket.
Yeah, it's a short bracket. I also go like, how many rounds? I'm assuming it's like every weekend till the last weekend.
Mm.
So maybe only two more rounds.
Okay.
I don't know how it works.
Do you have to do new songs every time?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm also like, have you seen, you guys probably would have seen on my Instagram, but I won't give it away, but my finale of my show is a character.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give a clue. It's like Austin Powers, I guess is a good clue.
Yep.
I play a character and actually a lot of that is lip syncing.
Right.
I lip sync that whole thing and it's, and I dance in a very specific way that I think would make the crowd go, woo. But is that cheating if I do my finale for the lip sync? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
that's what people say. But then, babe, the work I fucking put into that lip sync I just did, I'm fucking cutting Elaine's little kick scene from Seinfeld. I'm cutting like, J-Lo.
Spending in GarageBand.
Babe, GarageBand had a fucking workout. My laptop's going, you know what I mean? It's like loading. It's like shutting down. But I'm doing all these tiger roars. Like if you listen to the track, I'm actually going to send it to you guys.
Yeah,
because I actually am a producer now.
Yeah.
I'm actually a producer now. I've got tiger roars.
You should be sitting over there, actually.
Actually should be sitting there going.
Bringing stuff up for us.
Like, bringing stuff up and I'm going thumbs up to you guys. Like in silence, obviously.
I'm glad you verbalized that action now for the audio.
I'm trying to, how many mediums am I on, guys? It's actually really hard being me. But I put all these like tiger roars and I just really went over the top. I even cut
You gotta go over the top.
Yeah.
You gotta go over the top. I even got a little part of J-Lo's play.
Oh, sick.
The part where she goes, I just want to dance. Is that a crime? And I put that in there and then I did Slave for You and I learned this. I choreographed firstly and I also learned the real choreography from the Britney Spears Slave for You video clip / VMAs, which is one of the hardest dance routines in the world.
Snake included. Yeah.
Not real, but we actually shouldn't be doing real snakes anymore, guys.
Vegan.
No.
Vegan.
Exactly.
That was animal so welfare. That was giving very The Office, UK vegan. That was giving to David Brent.
Well, I just rewatched all that recently. Great.
Fuck, it's so good. It's my favorite. Shame, watched the American one. I've never even watched it. This is me. Okay. Sure. I'm going, yeah.
They can give it a go.
They can, you know what? Everyone can have a go, but you could be a DJ that clears the dance floor too.
Hey.
Or a / comedian. Okay, sure. no, but what else am I doing? I actually am doing some other shows. So I'm obviously doing stand-up spots, blah, blah, blah. And I'm also doing my other show, which is an improv show called The Audition Room that I do with the Harry Morrissey Official, where we play really evil casting agents and we're on at the midnight slot of Comedy Republic just for the 5th and 6th of April.
Nice.
And that's improv and we get actors and comedians to come up and we bully them on stage.
Fun show.
It's really fun and you were on it once.
Yep.
And I just bullied you and I think you really liked it.
Yeah, it was a good vibe. Yeah. Definitely felt insanely out of my comfort zone.
But that's why it was really good that you did it.
Yeah.
I made you act like a dog and.
Yeah, I think I was talking to Oliver Coleman afterwards, who is great improviser.
Trained actor,
brilliant comedian. Mm. And he does, more of that sort of stuff. And I was going, how do you do this all the time?
It's scary.
It's scary, yeah.
But I also love that I do get to do a show like that. Like this will probably be the last time we do it in Melbourne because it's the little encore we did it last year. But it is fun to just get people up, showcases comedians in a different way that you don't really get to see them. And we've actually got we've changed the format a bit. We've actually got scripts that we're giving people now.
Great.
So they're cold reading, audition nice. Room. And then I'm trying to think, I think I'm doing a few other shows, but just follow me on Instagram, I guess. Everything's on there.
Check out the socials.
Jump
on the stories.
Reply, but don't I might weird. Not be able. Don't be weird.
Yeah.
Don't be weird about it.
Don't hit too many reacts.
Yeah, don't hit too many reacts because I sometimes go, oh. That's so mean. No, I actually love it. I actually love when people react. And if I don't reply, it's probably because I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Or we're brainstorming how to do punk stuff.
Yeah, we're always brainstorming how to do punk stuff. What's actually the most punk thing you guys have ever done? Go.
This.
Is this the most punk thing, doing this podcast? No, I don't know if I believe you.
I have.
I think we've both played shows in squats.
Yep.
Okay, love that. What's that supposed to mean?
It's basically an
abandoned. Sorry, I'm
like an abandoned house
that punks live in.
Yeah.
Cross punks.
Okay, so it's train spotting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That. Yucky.
No, I love that. Okay, me like learning about punk stuff, being like, I'm a punk, and then being like, oh, that's quite punk. Like,
I've definitely played a show and seen someone do heroin at it.
Okay, that's cool. That's actually what my character, the LA,
yeah.
She says that. She offers, that. She's like, you guys do heroin? I can hook you guys up with like a sick, you know, a dealer dude. Like, he's so cool.
She was probably there, actually.
She's actually probably fucking there, actually. Yeah. She's probably playing bass or something in the band. Probably. She probably plays bass. She's probably just dating one of the guys, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
You know how it is.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the most punk thing I've done is like probably say I'm punk. What else? Is it, are we over? Is it done now? We should talk about something else.
We're going to have you back.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, when I actually love that we're friends and we're actually like on this.
Had a little lunch before this.
Really? We had a little lunch before this. Yeah. I was telling stories and the boys, their eyes were glazing over just a little bit. Just a little bit, but like nice enough, like they were engaged.
Yeah.
You guys were very engaged. You actually did a really good job.
Listeners.
Really good listeners.
Mm.
We both practice active listening.
I love how I'm like pretending you guys weren't listening to me as I spoke for like an hour, but you guys did really, you know, you were great
listeners.
It was
listeners. a pre-pod.
Pre-pod.
It was a little pre-pod, warm-up.
Yeah.
A little warm-up. What about you guys? What are you doing? Are you just running Catfish? Are you doing any shows?
Yeah, I'm just doing spots. I'm like doing a couple of minutes before Nick Schuller every night.
Okay.
Until the 7th, not for the full run.
Yeah.
Just opening up for him. And yeah, just doing spots. I mean, I'm not doing a solo show this year.
Yeah.
So
I that's kind of good though. Have a break.
Mm.
Yeah. Well,
it's a lot, babe. I can't believe people do new ones every year. I'm going, surely it's not good every year. Sorry. Is that mean to say?
Well, I think it's very, I've heard people who.
Sorry. Is that mean to say though?
Well, I think it's just a reality.
Yeah.
Like, I think.
Sorry. Like, am I wrong?
No.
No.
No, I don't. I think, I mean, talking to comedians that have done it for a long time, I was talking to, not to name drop, Damien Power.
Oh, I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
Imagine if I went like this, who? But he, no, he's great.
Been doing it for like 18 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, the new show every year is not sustainable.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
How can you come up with that?
Also, they don't even do that in the UK. The UK system is like you trial a show for like 2 years or some bullshit.
Until it's like,
until it's like, boom. And that's which is, like, I feel like what I've been doing and you did for your show. Like I didn't, this is my first solo and I started in 2017, didn't really hustle till 2019.
Yeah.
What about you?
I started in 15 and then kind of like first year or two again.
It doesn't really count, does it?
Well, and then
it does, but not.
You sort of got COVID in there as well.
True.
But I think it took me probably 8 years of like doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I did splits and stuff in the festival.
Yeah.
And solo.
I remember seeing the poster of one of them and I went, what the hell is this?
The Malacca Brothers.
The Malacca Brothers. I'm going, what? I'm going, that's my culture.
Yeah.
Not a costume.
Actually, not a costume. But also, I guess one of you is a wog. But also, don't you reckon Ben is like wog coded?
Yeah.
Wog adjacent.
Wog adjacent. This is me every time I see Ben, I'm going, you're a fucking wog. Like, look at him. With the gold chains.
Maybe I got to do, you know, ancestry.com or something.
I actually think you should just to really confirm it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to rip those gold chains off like that. You know what I mean? Like
me? No. No one's worried.
No one's. Everyone's
very
going
white.
Very Irish. Are you Irish?
No.
Scottish?
No.
English?
Dutch.
Jesus Christ. You're a clog wog.
Yeah.
So technically you are a wog, babe. We're all wogs on the pod.
That's why I was good at Zorba.
Wow. That's why clog wog. Yeah. Beautiful. Are you? I think you'll just have to be something.
Yeah,
we'll give you Spanish or something.
I think my
you Spanish. Sorry, Carlos Sainz, Forza Ferrari. Carlos Sainz.
We're going to recruit you too.
Yes, I know about the F1. Jesus Christ!
Oh,
yeah, the Daily Mail reported it.
Sorry, as you were saying.
I think Scottish and French is the and you like English.
That's so, you.
Yeah.
Well, French is wog, ish adjacent.
It's in the region.
Fucking frogs, you know what I mean? I love that. No, that's the region.
It's
the
olive skin.
It's the olive skin, hair. Babe. You got olive. This is fake, babe. I've got a tan on, by the way, for people listening. I did the lip sync last night. I was half
people
naked.
People have been listening since the first minute going, she got a fucking tan.
They're going, where is this girl? She's talking about music. She's talking about F1. She's talking about The Sopranos. I'm having a fit. This is so stupid. Are you guys really able to use any of this?
Oh, big time.
Half of this is like, most of this is like a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what podcasts are.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard a podcast.
Just a bit.
What's a podcast? What am I? What is this? What is this medium that I'm on? No, talking about the solo show thing.
So, I mean,
you did split bills.
Yeah, I did split bills.
Which is, I guess, what I, for me, for festivals, I did Mystery Flight, which was a little, you know, and you're then audition room. I almost feel like you have to do that to almost just get the vibe of the festival and like feel it out. Because I'm going, I will never do the whole month. I'm here for the whole month, but do a show for the whole month?
Yeah, it's
wild. Absolutely not.
Big undertaking.
Yeah. I don't know how people do it. And I don't know why mentally you wouldn't, like, it's like at the Olympics, like you're doing a marathon. And I just think supply and demand, like don't give people. Then again, people make money as well from doing the whole month.
Well,
make,
I think it's more like, I guess, from what I understand, for people who are doing the whole month, they're a bit like not as established. It's about making the show really good.
Mm. True.
And then hopefully it kind of like clicks.
That's nice.
In terms of people coming in the second half and then you like the show is really ripping.
And it's ripping.
Yeah.
I sound so out of touch. I'm going, I don't know why you guys would do that. Like, why don't you just go to 2 weeks? You're like, oh, Eloise, like some people don't have 22K followers. Oh, sorry, it's 23 now. Sorry, I'm so embarrassed. Oh,
after this podcast, 24.
Skyrocket.
After this podcast, 25. See all you punks there. I'm putting my tongue out.
Audio
and I'm doing,
listeners.
Devil horns.
Yeah.
No, but that makes sense. Like, I think I've been very, so, I mean, I took so long to do my solo, obviously COVID was a factor.
Well, I was going to do it right before COVID and then.
And you guys had a different fucking COVID here. Like I was in Perth, so I was still gigging
because
it was open. Like nothing had happened. It was like Disneyland.
They just didn't let anyone in.
Didn't let anyone in.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I do feel like, but then I got back to Sydney ready to do a solo and then the COVID, obviously the lockdown happened again. And then, yeah, I just feel like. The show that I'm doing is like an amalgamation of like everything I've worked on for the last like however long. And
it's a bit of everything that you do as well.
Bit of everything that I do because I also feel like if I did just straight stand-up, I think I would get a bit bored.
Mm.
I don't want to say that in a bad way. I think when people do stand-up, it's like magic. It's actually like watching a magic trick. I'm like this. I'm in awe. I was always such a big comedy nerd. People don't believe that.
Yeah, weird.
People don't believe I was a huge comedy nerd and I would always be like, I want to do it. But how I said this on a different podcast this week, that how I started was like, oh, I just was at Whopper and I was writing a lot more. But I actually kind of started doing stand-up because I was emceeing like the dance shows I was in.
Mm.
I would like MC burlesque shows sometimes. Yeah. And then I also would dance in like cabaret shows and sing in them. And it would be like Pussycat Dolls, like cabaret kind of vibe. It was like very sexy. The Show House Perth, it was called. And I would MC. And because I was MCing and I was being like, don't fucking touch us and stuff like that. Like that's how the voice I think came out. Because I would do all these like silly jokes and stuff. And I would be this like really like strong, you know, woman on stage, but like I'm wearing like lingerie.
Yeah.
And it'd almost be a bit like, and like, don't touch us. And like, these are the rules. And almost like that became, I think, the persona. And then when I started stand up, I guess I was like,
keep rolling with it.
Rolling. Hello. Wow.
Real rocker.
Fuck yeah.
Well, that's if I ever get asked to do
that. That's what, babe, you told me. I was waiting for you to message me because I thought you were going to do it this year. And I was going to be waiting in the wings going, I'm ready to be the backup dancer.
I think it helps if you're doing a show. You know.
True. Mm. Oh, apparently, who I versed last night. No, I love you, GQ. but also, yeah, you want to do roll it and I'll do backup. I can organize the backup dancers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're going to, obviously you'll be Fred.
Yes.
Fred or Durst, maybe for those that aren't.
Get the makeup
Fred, I'm going Fred Durst for those that you don't know.
Yeah.
Anyone? Do you guys think he was like he was a bit like sad? Because he used to always like talk about Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, for sure.
He was like a bit insecure.
A bit desperate. Yeah.
Big time.
But great. Like I loved his like. And I'm like, nah, nah, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's his energy.
Have you seen that movie he's made with John Travolta?
What?
No, but we need to watch that now. Yeah. Let's play that.
I did see it.
Let's actually play that on the pod.
John Travolta plays an autistic guy that's got really, is like really obsessed with an actress or a musician.
Oh my God.
And directed by Fred Durst.
And Fred directed it but didn't write it.
I don't know.
Okay, we need to figure out if he wrote it as well.
I saw it today.
Because I feel like he might have written it as well. That sounds stupid.
I saw it today. He's getting Bill Maher is
look up
starting,
my IMDb after that too.
Bill Maher is starting a podcast network.
Oh yeah,
and he's launching it with Fred Durst.
You're joking?
Yeah.
It's something about Fred Durst's name where you're like, is that Fred Durst from like, you know what I mean? Like, I think I go, oh, it's him, but then I go, that name sounds like something else.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Well, I mean, I think for me.
Yeah, like, it's absolutely just Limp Bizkit.
Well,
so the movie is called The Fanatic. It's from 2019. Directed by Fred Durst.
Where's the Sorry, by? Directed by Fred Durst.
It's
Fred
crazy. Durst
is making me piss.
Writers Fred Durst.
Babe, and I told David you. David Berkman. Okay, I knew that he wrote it because I think I saw something to do with this and I just knew that he would have written it.
And he's sitting there finishing and going, I got to get John
he's
Travolta.
He's like, I've got to get fucking Travolta on this.
Travolta is also a producer. As well.
Oh. But also, they must be friends. Like, they're hanging out in Hollywood. They're like maybe both Scientologists.
Yeah, that's
doing a bit of coke together, and they're going, let's do this movie.
We got to get this project. We got to
get this project off the ground.
Devin People Sawyer are making also in it.
Holy moly!
He's back.
He's back.
Wow, everyone's in on this. Yeah, fuck, I should have got an audition. Yes. Me half where the time when I hear, yeah, where was my call up? Fuck, I could have played the actress that he's obsessed with. That's so funny. What the hell?
We've come a long way from disco to John Travolta obsessing over you in a Fred Durst vehicle. I love
that. Yeah, how good's that though? No, that's actually all mixed. It actually goes like that.
That's this podcast.
This podcast is this. I'm actually putting my finger. I'm interlocking my fingers.
For audio listeners,
synergy.
For the people that are listening to this on the podcast, I'm going just watch the video.
Yeah.
Just actually watch the video and maybe like live a little.
Yeah. Get on YouTube.
Pop it on the telly.
I know I've got a good voice. I actually am a voiceover artist as well. Did you guys know that?
No.
You didn't know that?
Because we've talked about it before.
We've talked about it because I go, oh, sorry, Ben, I'm going to have to meet you half an hour later because I got a voiceover job.
Busy girl.
Your voice of, was it?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
I was the voice of Taco Bell. Babe, guess what I just did recently? KFC.
Did you?
Oh, doing them all.
I'm doing them all, babe. You're thinking junk food and you're going, who's that sexy voice? You're hearing my voice. You're going, why do I feel like crispy chicken tenders? And I'm going, KFC. What?
Oh. Yeah, KFC, if you want to throw some coin, we can...
I don't care. Oh, whatever that is. Hate it. Off it. So what's your favorite jingle? There's got to be some good ones. There's some fucking good ones out there.
Yeah.
What's one that you can't get out of your head?
Well, mine is a local one, which is...
Okay, play it. Sing it.
Play it.
Hit the track.
Car City.
Go.
Keep your eyes open for a bargain. Car City.
Okay, that is the best. That's good.
Yeah, in the ad, there's a cartoon guy and his eyes pop out of his head because of the bargains.
Okay, that's amazing. And that's also my life.
Mm.
Walking down the street. Go.
Mine is Making Mattresses. From Canberra.
Okay, yours is from Canberra. So yours is from Melbourne. Yours is from Canberra. I love this. I love it. I should do a Perth one.
I'm trying to remember the lyrics. It is to the tune of. It's going to fucking stop me.
I have to Google the one I'm going to do. It's so funny.
Well, on our episode with Ginger, we talked about Lubemobile and the Lubemobile kid.
Yeah.
I literally was about to say Lubemobile.
1330, 32.
1330, 32. Was he a British? No, I think I just made him British. I'm actually like flavor. So good at accents. I'm going, oh, I can't even help. I can't stop doing them. There's actually, I just want to double check. City Subaru. Do you guys want Subaru?
Yeah, we got Subarus. Yeah.
Do you guys have City Subaru? Like literally City Subaru, I'm pretty sure is like, there's a jingle in Perth and it'd be like, City Subaru, City Subaru. But I don't know if I'm doing it right.
That sounds about right.
That sounds right.
It sounds good.
I like the...
It sounds like you could sell that to City Subaru.
Yeah, maybe I'll sell that. City Subaru. Whoa.
Hit us up. We can give you that audio.
It's going to cost you $1,000. $1,000.
$1,000?
$1,000 is so stupid.
$100,000.
$1,000. You're going, no, my manager now.
Yeah.
Aaron's like, absolutely fucking not.
We're not having you working for $1,000.
We don't open the door for $1,000.
$1,000 is making me piss. I'm like bad with numbers. I'm good at so many things, but I'm bad with numbers. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, what a great time to end the podcast.
Guys, what a great time to end the podcast on embarrassment.
Ella is worth $1,000.
My voice for 2 seconds is worth $1,000.
And great for Century to find out that now Aaron is managing you.
I am your manager.
Century's just producing me. Yeah, we'll see. Everyone's fighting and Aaron's winning currently. Yep. Aaron's in the front runner.
$100,000 guarantees only for
I'm
my
going,
artist.
I'm going, I'm never getting booked ever again. But I love the energy. Yep. Guys, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Honestly, it's been so fun. You guys should do this all the time, this pod.
Yeah, we should. We try.
We're trying.
You guys should do this podcast more often.
Where can people
multiple times a week.
You guys go, we record every week. Yeah. You guys should. That's good. No, keep it up.
Every day, maybe.
Yeah,
now.
Thank you.
Where can people find you, Eloise?
You can find me on Instagram at Weezer Squeezer, WeezerSquezza. Yeah.
That was a good read.
I just wanted to like spell it out.
Yeah, that's good.
Because that's where you'll find me, and I've put all my gigs and shows and everything on there. So
jump on the gram.
Yeah, jump on the gram. Buy tickets to my shows. You actually probably learn something.
Mm. Yeah, like this podcast.
Yeah,
yeah. Everyone's learning these days. Not enough people are learning, and we're going to try to change that.
Yep.
Aaron, anything coming up for you?
Yeah. What have you got up coming up, Aaron?
Playing a show. With Extortion, one of the bands I'm in, on the 10th of May.
Good.
At Howler. Buy tickets to it, please.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day with the other band, Aglo, at the Last Chance Rock and Roll Bar.
Big weekend for you, Joel.
Yep.
Big weekend on the tools.
Big weekend.
On the tools, literally.
Riffing.
What do you play?
Guitar.
Yeah, what kind?
Electric.
Great. Punk.
Yep.
The punk guitar.
No, but what brand? Like, let's talk brands.
I have a bass as well. I play bass in Extortion. I play a Fender P bass.
Great.
One of
Fender,
the great,
good brand.
One of
this is definitely going to be used. I can clip this. I can clip this up.
This I like how real. You've gone in for another question on the wrap up.
I'm going, and we're wrapping it up. And what about you, Ben? What do you got coming up?
Just come to Catfish Comedy. I think
guys, just go
that.
To Catfish Comedy. Yeah.
Jump on my website.
Round,
I love at the end
round,
that you become the host. At the end of
it's
this.
Actually a fish.
It's actually
you have to make bubble noises.
Go to YouTube and
that was pretty good. That was good.
That's pretty good.
What the hell?
Is there a sound effect you can't do?
Probably. But we won't go there, guys.
We'll find out in the next podcast.
Come on, I'll see you guys in the next podcast. We should cut this now. Guys, come on. I've got to go.
Come on. We're taking the piss now.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Love you. Miss you. Kiss you.
Bye.
Bye.